Genetic engineering is a process where scientists take genes from one species and force it into the DNA of other species.
The documentary, Seeds of Death, makes its case against genetically engineered food for an hour and a half. There have been protest marches and public outcry against what opponents refer to as Frankenfood.
We're not producing genetically modified animals for the food supply, but we are producing genetically modified plants. And they're part of international commerce now, and it's been that way since the late 1990s.
Eric Hallerman is head of the Department of Fish and Wildlife Conservation at Virginia Tech. 25 years ago, he was involved in the first experiments with genetically modified organisms, or GMOs. Hallerman wrote papers about his concerns about it back then.
A lot of the environmental risks of biotechnology, looking back, were overblown, but some of them were for real. And we know a lot more now about which risks are real and which are not real, and what are the benefits and what are not the benefits.
Hallerman is working on a review of how GE crops will fit into sustainable agriculture and food security in the developing world.
I would go so far as to say that GM plants have a role in improving the sustainability of crop production globally. It will increase production, which is important. It will decrease the environmental footprint of agriculture. It will improve the nutritional qualities of grain.
The genie is out of the bottle. We cannot get away from them, even if we wanted to.
Stan Davis is general manager of Eats Natural Foods in Blacksburg. The name of his store also describes his eating habits, but
we do not carry any products that we know are GMO. But the government and the industry refuses to allow it to be labeled. So it's very difficult to tell whether you have a GMO product or not. The American people want to know, but the industry will not tell them. So we just stick with strictly organic products as much as we can.
Mike Hansen is a biologist and ecologist at Consumers Union.
We don't think genetically engineered food should be banned. We just say this is a new technology, just like a food additive or any new thing you want to put into the food supply. There should be required safety assessments before the foods come on the market, and there actually should be labeling, too.
The Virginia Farm Bureau does not support labeling, saying it would be a logistical nightmare. Now, China, too, is struggling with the idea of genetically modified food. How it proceeds will affect world markets. Again, Fish and Wildlife Professor Eric Hallerman.
China's just reaching the point now where they have their own natively produced genetically modified crops.
Hallerman is part of a team from Virginia Tech working to share expertise on GMOs and assist the Chinese in importing and growing their own.
And they're just reaching the decisions on whether to adopt them for production agriculture. And some of the politicians are nervous about it. They need some reassurance that the risks that are understood well, that we know how to oversee them in the United States. Your structures in China look pretty good. Go ahead and start making regulatory decisions. It's okay.
But those assurances don't work for many Americans, parts of Europe, and the developed world, even as the developing world searches for ways to feed its undernourished populations. In the U.S., some producers already take it upon themselves to label their food non-GMO, and some retailers plan to label it in the next few years. I'm Robbie Harris.